You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Florence Lauderdale Public Library in Florence, Alabama. As I have Anne-Marie Carney with me, we shared about her need for a kidney donor. This is so important for her and her family right now, and I wanted her to join me on The Mark White Show to share her story and to get the message out. And maybe you as a listener can help share this message and send it forward to others so that somebody out there hears Anne-Marie's story and wants to help be a kidney donor for her. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Anne-Marie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you today. And I know your post that you made about needing a kidney donor, that was not easy for you to make, obviously, because you said you waited as long as you could.
You really didn't want to post about it. As a matter of fact, you said you had to post and then walk away.
Yes.
Because it was so hard for you.
Yes, it was. It's something that I was told to share with friends and family probably about a month ago. And I've just been sitting on it. I've been sitting on it, I think, because as soon as I share it, I have to talk about it. And it's hard to talk about. And as soon as I share it, I know I'm asking an impossible thing from somebody. And it's hard to ask that. And you're pulling people into it with you, you know? And that just, it's hard for me to do. It's hard for me to think about. I'm thankful. When I picked up my phone the next morning, it was a wild feeling because it got shared and commented and people signing up to help me, which is overwhelming. And I don't know. It was. I'm just in a weird place about it. I'm so thankful that I'm in really the best position I feel like possible in this whole journey. As far as my health goes, I'm a good candidate. I'm of good health otherwise. But it's just hard. It's just hard. It's a hard thing to ask.
We've had people come on the show before, and we've actually had people donate kidneys to other people through the show. And I've always felt that those people were amazing and very special people. And you said it's an impossible task, but there are people out there who are willing to do this that have the right health criteria that they're meeting, because there is a lot of criteria there. When somebody wants to donate for you, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be able to donate.
Right.
They're offering themselves, but there is a lot to go through to,
yes,
to pass, so to speak, to be able to be
a
kidney donor.
I actually got several messages from people that said, I applied, but I get kidney stones, or I applied, but I have a history of diabetes, or something along those lines. And still, I don't know, it was just still, I was still thankful. I was just, you know, I guess I'm learning about it too. I'm learning about the requirements, and all of it happens so quickly. You know, even though I've known I was kind of stepping into this, I haven't really known what the process is going to be like. So I'm learning as I go too. But I don't know, it's just been a lot.
How long have you known about the kidney issue that you've had?
I was diagnosed with what's called Alport syndrome at age 8. So I had a biopsy at 8 that diagnosed me with this disease. And it really hasn't hindered my life in a lot of ways until I gave birth to my oldest child. So I have hearing loss because of it. I wear hearing aids because of it, which is crazy. I know. Apparently your ears and your kidneys form on the same day. So genetic kidney disease comes in line with hearing loss. And honestly, I was kind of fine with it. I've functioned just fine all my life, done anything I wanted to do. And I just thought that was going to be the same when it came to having kids. So I got pregnant in 2017 and immediately started having issues. Before we even knew the gender of the baby, I was wearing retention hose and holding fluid everywhere. And I ended up with pulmonary edema and fluid in my lungs and congestive heart failure and kidney failure. And we did everything we could to hold it off. And I ended up having an emergency C-section at 30 weeks with my son, my oldest son, and he was 2 pounds, 15 ounces. We did 40 days at Huntsville Hospital, and that spiraled, I guess, into the rest of my life. But up until that point, I had been okay, so I just thought I was going to be fine.
Yeah. You know?
But even when I was a kid, they told me that by the time I was 30, I was going to need a transplant. And I just thought, we'll see. You know, I'm going to prove you wrong. You know, I thought I could manage it and eat right and control it and it would be okay. And I've been doing that for a while. It got a lot better after I had my son. Everything got better, but then it's just kind of slowly declined over the last few years. So I've been in all the diets. I've gone without eating meat. I've gone gluten-free. I've eaten low protein and low sodium all my life. And then I've started eating less and less stuff. It seems like the menu keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I pretty much have felt like if they tell me I can eat grass and get better, I will go get on my knees and eat grass like a goat, you know. But that's not what they're telling me. They just say, hey, we can try to slow this down, but this is going to get worse, you know. And they've been right, and I've hated that. So here I am now having to face something I've been trying to fight off for a long time, and it kind of stinks.
We love beating the odds.
Yeah.
When somebody says, well, 30 years old, you're going to face this and this, well, I'm going to beat that. That's not going to happen. And yeah. You as young as 8 years old having to process, I don't know how you were told or explained to you from your parents, but having to process something like that. But it sounded like you pretty much, you may have been an athlete. I don't know. You participated in some activities and things.
I've been active all my life.
You could do?
Yeah, I did everything. You would never have known. I mean, I actually had a, it's just funny, I had a back brace that I wore for like 6 years because of scoliosis. So the hearing aids, the glasses, the back brace, like you would have just thought like she needs help, you know, but I did everything. My parents let me do everything. They encouraged me to participate in anything I wanted to, and none of it really held me back. I think their mindset of not letting it make me a victim in any way really just kept me from thinking anything could slow me down. And I guess I've gone into it with that mindset, and now it's like, hey, it's actually slowing you down. Now you have to face this reality. And I'm trying to wrap my head around it all the time. I'm getting better at talking about it. Being forced to make that post over the last few days has just made me have to talk about it. And I guess I've obviously needed that. I'm a little bit surprised I'm not just sitting here crying. But
you're doing great.
But I had my first big workup and appointment yesterday, and it actually went better than I expected. I felt more encouraged when I left than I really thought I would, and that was a good feeling. So I was crying. I was hugging everybody. My husband was crying. We were both talking about how we just felt relief from the doctors, you know, that they were encouraging and kind of making me feel like I really was in the best case scenario, because we've been monitoring it and we have done the right steps up to this point. I'm not on dialysis yet, and that's a huge part of it. I don't really feel like I have time to be on dialysis. Nobody has time to be on dialysis, but that's what's made me the most, I want to say, I guess, bitter about it, is that at any other time in my life, I probably would have been more convenient to do this. Before kids, or when my kids were a little bit older. It's hard with three small kids right now to think about planning out this huge surgery, you know, because I have to have caretakers to even qualify, but I'm a caretaker for little humans, so I need caretakers for them, and it just puts this big stress on not just me, but my whole family. And
how old are your children?
I have a three-year-old and a five-year-old, a three-year-old, and we have a foster child right now that has been living with us for a while that I will claim as my own, even though he's not really my own, but right now, while he's in my home, he is.
Right now, folks, we're coming to you from the Florence Lauderdale Public Library. I have Anne Marie Carney with me. We're talking about her need for a kidney donor. Today, she's sharing her story, and I hope that you will turn around and share this story with others. When we come back, we're going to talk about specifically how you can help. I know that sharing is important. Share the post that Anne Marie posted. I know that was difficult for her to post, but the least you can do is turn around and share that post to let others know what the need is for her right now. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I have with me Anne Marie Carney. I'm in Florence, Alabama at the Florence Lauderdale Public Library. I'm glad to have Anne Marie with me today as she shares about her need for a kidney donor. Currently, she's at stage 5 kidney failure at this point, and she has not had to go to dialysis yet. This is something we're familiar with, that I've had people who were on the borderline for having to go to dialysis, but they were right there at the brink. And here is an opportunity for you as a listener to help Anne Marie if you want to donate or you want to share this and encourage someone else to donate. This is your opportunity to help her and keep her off of dialysis. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Anne Marie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being willing to share your story. And I know, as we said at the start, making that post was difficult. You're a person who strikes me as someone who's a go-getter, who has been able, as you said, to do a lot of the things that you wanted to do from a very young age. It was probably easy to put whatever health issue you had on the back burner because everything was going well.
Right.
And I think about my own self when I was younger. I had some major health issues myself when I was about 11, 12 years old, all the way back to the fourth grade. And I sometimes think about the good health I've had for those years. Like, I had to go through that when I was younger. And then you say, well, I've had 35 good years without any health problems. So when something else comes up, I can just look and say, I went 35 without any major health problem. Yeah. And you've been able to go a while up to this point, and it's just gotten to the point now where you need that help. And it's a situation where stage five kidney failure, and you are facing dialysis if you cannot find a donor as soon as possible.
That's right. The way they explained it to us yesterday was basically they're just looking for the healthiest donor. They're not even looking for someone that matches me specifically because of the donor sharing program that they have. So if you have a healthy donor, then you can pretty much be matched with someone else that has a healthy donor, and they cross match everybody. So I guess I thought I needed someone to match me specifically, but the way they explained it is that you don't even have to have that now. They just look for the healthiest donor. And they explained, I guess, the benefits. Not really benefits. I guess it puts you out for a little bit. There's definitely an inconvenience with losing your kidney. You're going to be out for a minute. But they did explain that things that I didn't know would be, like, whoever donates, our insurance is going to cover their donation. And I think they cover it for the next 3 years. And I didn't understand this either, but when you donate a kidney, if you ever need a kidney in the future, your circumstance becomes a special circumstance. You don't go on the list. You go into a completely different category, and you're one of the first people to receive a kidney if you needed one, which...
That's something I did not know.
I didn't know that either, because that is something that has been hard for me thinking about my friends and family. You know, it's kind of in this weird place of guilt where I just am so thankful they're willing to help me, and I'm glad that I have people who want to see if they qualify, I think. But I also hate to put that burden on somebody down the road, because I'm somebody needing a kidney at, you know, 32. I'm like, what if you need it in the future? But the way they explained it is that they're taken care of, you know, ahead of time, and they're monitor them, and, you know, they're not out of pocket costs or any of it. It's really just that time and inconvenience and that healing process. But that part made me feel a little bit better that they were taken care of too.
If that person is willing to give throughout the process, they ask them, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this at every step?
They can back out anytime.
And so that person, you know, if they're willing to donate, they have been asked over and over again if they choose not to do this, and they have chosen to do it. So it's a gift that they want to offer. It's something that they've wanted to do. And as I said at the start, it's a special person.
Yes.
And it's not everybody, it's somebody. You're looking for one person.
I'm looking for one person.
And I noticed in your post you did say, well, I'm not sure what blood type I am. I'm kind of sure, but I don't know. It doesn't matter when you're on the kidney pairing program. And so a person listening, you don't have to match Anne Marie's blood type to be able to donate. This is simply you are willing to donate your kidney, and then they will find a donor that matches Anne Marie and get her the kidney she needs. So that makes the process much easier than having to go and say, well, this person's my blood type, they match me, and have to use that particular person as a donor.
That's right.
Let's talk about the various avenues that you've taken as far as on the lists. I know that there's a list in Vanderbilt, there's a list at UAB, and we have lists all over the country. Which lists are you on currently?
Currently, those are the two that I've been pursuing. I haven't really narrowed down. I haven't really decided if I'm going with one or the other yet. I guess convenience factor, those are the closest two that I would run to. I haven't felt necessarily like one's really better than the other. Right now, it feels like Vanderbilt has been communicating with me more. And we do have some family that actually work at Vanderbilt Hospital. So they have actually been able to give us some contacts inside and some inside perspective on who we should talk to and the surgeons that they know of that are really great. And it feels good to have that inside perspective that they have. But I don't really know yet. We're still so far at the beginning of it. It seems like we could feel really good still walking through this door with Vanderbilt, or we could decide down the road that we want to shift gears completely. But most of it really depends on the timeline that I have. If my kidney function holds for a little bit longer, you know, I may have time to look at other avenues if I wasn't comfortable with those. But right now it's just those two.
So off the top of your head, if someone wants to donate through Vanderbilt, what do they have to do? Where do they have to go to make that happen?
There's a link on the post that I made that is the living donor initial screening, and it just asks a few questions. It asks about some of your health history. It'll ask you to put my name in it if you wanted to donate directly to me. And some people have told me that they have just always, that they had felt this calling and didn't even put my name in it. They just were like, hey, even if it's not you, I've just decided to do this, which I thought was really cool. So it starts on that link. And then what I've seen in return is that they send you an email that says they'll contact you within 7 to 10 business days and go from there. As far as I know, the screening is very similar to the screening that I've gone through so far, which is lab work, x-ray, and an EKG. And I know there will be more to it, but they pretty much said the same tests that I go through are the same tests that the donor goes through. And that's pretty much what I've done so far. But I don't know what comes next. I'm still figuring out where those next steps are.
And, of course, with Vanderbilt and UAB, people have the option to go to either page. I will say that for Vanderbilt, it's REDCAP, REDCAP.Vanderbilt.edu will take you to the Vanderbilt University Medical Center Living Donor Intake, where you can fill out the questionnaire, and you can be a potential donor for Anne-Marie Carney. Her date of birth is 7/17/1991, and then going over to uabmedicine.org, the Living Kidney Donor Screening Form, Anne-Marie's date of birth is 7/17/1991, full name Anne-Marie Carney. And Anne-Marie, I hope that this show will help. I hope that somebody reaches out and says that they want to apply to be a donor. And maybe there's another media outlet that wants to carry this and help you move forward, because it's going to take a lot of people hearing your story to get that one person. And it may take a million people. We don't know. But out there somewhere, there's a person for you to donate. And I hope that that happens as soon as possible, so that you don't have to go through dialysis. You can take care of your family. You won't have to worry about that. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes.
Folks, Anne-Marie Carney, she needs a kidney donor. I will again share her post, and you can look at UAB and Vanderbilt as places to fill out the application form to be a donor for Anne-Marie. We appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show today. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by this show, so much so that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from the Florence Lauderdale Public Library. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.